Of course, we've got you covered with events this week, but we've got a big announcement too. So stay tuned for this week's episode of 90.5 WESA's Social Club.
Hello and welcome to Social Club for the weekend of Friday, March 25th. I'm your host, Sarah Kovacs, a digital editor here at WESA. And with us is Josh Rollerson.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi. And we have Rachel Carlson of Yelp Pittsburgh.
Hello.
Hi. So you guys, today is a little bit of a sad day.
Yeah.
This is our...
Josh is like,
I say it with a big smile on my face.
I was going to say as sad as Josh can get.
This is me sad.
It's the end of an era. This is our final Social Club episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our Social Club has not been so social lately.
We've tried, and...
There are extenuating circumstances.
Yes, this is true.
We're
allowed to say now.
We're growing. We're growing up.
Some of us more than others.
Some of us, one third of us, is having a baby.
It's me.
Congrats.
Hey. Yeah.
Another third of us doesn't work here anymore.
That's Josh again.
Actually, two thirds of us don't actually work here.
Yeah, that's true. So, that's true. Two thirds of us don't work
just
here.
Hang out.
One might well ask, how has this been going on this long anyway?
Well, it's been fun.
Kind of amazing.
Well, it was us on the radio.
It was. What? That was like 5 years ago, right? Four years ago?
Yeah, probably.
What did you guys talk about in the very first
events.
Social club? What events, though? What was going on? I feel like we
probably
need to do
the same stuff.
Science Center.
Yeah, it's probably a lot of 21 plus nights.
Yeah, a lot of 21 plus nights, a lot of beer.
Uh-huh.
We have to pour one out.
From now.
So we did that on the air for, what, maybe 6 months or a year or something
like
that?
Oh, I would say over a year, well over a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
I remember driving Rachel to one of the recordings when she broke her foot a few summers ago. This is before I worked
here.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was very exciting for me.
So yeah. We were having this conversation a while ago where I was pretty sure I knew you from somewhere before you came to work here, but I thought you were someone else entirely.
I get that a lot.
But I think that's where I know you from.
Yeah.
From driving Rachel around.
I was super fangirling when I brought you here and we were walking around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was cute though. And now you're here.
Someone, I don't know who it would have been, gave me like a WESA pen that was also like a smartphone, like iPad stylus. I still have it.
Oh, yeah.
And now you're over us.
That's a collector's item.
Yeah. What?
Now you're over us. You're like, I'm here now, and now I'm going to cancel
no
you.
No big deal anymore.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, she's an editor now.
I know.
She's
I would never dreamed that I would be on helping to host the Social Club podcast.
Well, here you are. And goodbye.
Let alone canceling.
Oh, I hope it was fun.
Yeah.
It was really fun.
Okay, so we are blaming you for the demise of this?
I guess.
This beloved institution?
Yeah. Beloved. We need someone. Sorry,
beloved
Sarah.
Beloved by dozens.
Sarah decided like the podcasting for free business is not
a strong
entity. Good business to be in.
Yeah, she's getting out while she still can.
Well, I'm still young.
Because you still have to do the day job, right?
I do still have to do the day-to-day work, which... I enjoy. It just takes.
But it's very demanding work. It is and relentless.
It is. News never stops, Josh,
That's
as
right.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's just not enough hours in the day. And I want to go home at the end of the day. So.
And there's the fact that the three of us are now like in different quarters of the city at all times. So it is much more complicated to get us all in the same room together.
Yes. Physically, it was also a challenge.
Yes.
Although going to meet somewhere that provided alcohol is not a bad. It's not a bad way to spend a Friday.
You know what
recording?
Occurred to me? We could do that without all the equipment and without the show. We could just show up somewhere and drink alcohol together.
Just like humor-free.
It would be like an analog IRL podcast. That's what we'll call
it. It's called a conversation.
And we'll ask people, hey, did you hear the show? And they'll be like, no. And it'll be exactly like it is now.
That sounds like a good
idea.
That's
a really
but just much easier.
Proposition, Josh.
Yeah.
Well, if any of our avid listeners, again, would like to join us.
I guess we can still ask Rachel what's happening in town, too.
Yeah, I can do a little bit for old times' sake in terms of what's going on. Obviously, you all will be completely lost as to what
I'm just
going to
be texting you.
On.
What do I do?
Everyone can just tweet at you.
You can tweet at me. You could look on Yelp.
You could. Yelp.com.
You can download Yelp for free.
You could even put your name in line at a restaurant via no wait via Yelp.
Yeah. So lots of exciting things on the Yelp front, but I will still be around. So will you guys.
We'll be around
too. In your different entities, but we can talk about that in a second. But I can talk about a couple different things going on. First is Farm to Table Conference, which starts Friday with a local food tasting that they have at the convention center. So you can go and taste a bunch of different farm to table goods from lots of different local restaurants, as well as booze.
I feel like you and I went together a couple years ago.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a fun time.
Since we've been to every of these events at some point together.
Yeah, it's a fun time. And they definitely do a good job of highlighting all the great local businesses that offer fresh, tasty foods. And you can
I feel
also,
like there's a lot of food to sample from what I remember, too.
There's a lot.
I was not and hungry.
There's also on Saturday, the complete conference, which there's a ton of things that you can attend with talks and
Wait, there's
lunches.
A non-eating portion?
Well, I mean, there's always an eating portion of this, but there's also the learned scholar of food industry.
If you're not eating food, you're talking about and learning about food.
Yeah, which is...
That's pretty great.
Yeah, what Yelp is all about, so I'm all about this. And so it'll be 2 days, Friday and Saturday, and you can get tickets for either or both. And then we have our old friends. It's not Social Club unless we mention... A 21 plus night at the Science Center.
There it is. If you're playing along at home with your bingo scorecard, that's it.
You filled them all
B1.
In.
Maybe the three of us should go to a Carnegie Science Center 21 plus night.
It's been a while. I do love them. They put together good events.
Yeah.
I think could we do like a pop up 21 plus night where we just show up with booze and go to the Science Center?
Could we go to the OmniMax and. It's like all over from there.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. One of those like Pink Floyd laser shows.
Oh, gosh.
At midnight.
I'm going to assume that there are people that go there that are feeling
under the influence.
Feeling them.
Have you ever been to like the Skywatch parties they have? Like, where?
What's the Skywatch party?
There's like amateur astronomers that will show up and also professional Science Center people, and they have the observatory up on the roof. And
if like shooting stars are happening or something?
No, it's just like if there's going to be some interesting celestial stuff happening on a particular night, if the sky is clear, they set up a
meteor
telescope up on the
us.
Roof, and you come up, and they're like, there's people who are really super into astronomy and know how the machines work, and will help you locate celestial bodies and tell you what they are, and it's really fun.
That sounds
and a lot of people do it as like a date thing.
Aww.
Clearly.
Aww.
That's a really good date, Josh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like fun. I haven't done that there. Been similar things
Should
other places.
I like your suggestion. Wow, useful suggestion from Josh.
Hey,
thank you.
That's it for me, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I'm out. And then the other event that I wanted to talk about is called Shake Your Booties, which is for the Children's Home. It is a great organization that is raising money.
Is this
for,
like Shake Your Rear End or Shake like the little knit?
It's like the Zappa
shoes
album.
You put on a baby.
Is that what it's called?
No, there's a classic Frank Zappa album.
Oh.
Shake Your Booty. But it's a play on. Never mind.
Didn't
this is
cover
more
it?
Of Shake Your Booties for a good cause, which you can get behind.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
The follow up to the original Zappa album.
Yes, totally. But it's a good event. I've been before and it's at Stage AE. I'm a sucker for a silent auction. They have good silent auction pieces as well as food and drinks and great entertainment too. They had a magician or they had the yo-yo guy last year, Mark, I believe his name is, and he like does professional yoyoing. It's pretty impressive.
I have so many questions about the phrase professional yo-yo.
The yo-yo guy. That's good branding.
Professional yo-yo guy. Yeah, it's pretty impressive to be honest. So always a good time, and you can get cheaper tickets at $50, which is not bad at all. So
no,
not bad.
Yeah, that's rounding it out for March, and you guys are again left to your own devices to download the Yelp app and
or go to WESA.FM for news.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, for lots of updating news on,
or you can follow us all on Twitter. I tweet once a week at least. So. I tweet. Josh, I think, is around similar. No, you tweet more than that.
It has fallen off considerably.
It's okay. Well, at least we'll still be in Pittsburgh, so.
Yeah, we're around.
Rachel, what's your favorite social club memory?
What's my favorite social club memory? I think when we started bringing people in, it was a lot of fun, like having Scott from EastEnd here and Meredith from Wiggle. And just spreading the good word about how awesome Pittsburgh businesses are.
I remember Scott coming in here with like just a box full of growlers. Like I think we sampled 8 or 9 different beers in here, which we're not supposed to have, you know, food or beverages in here.
No,
middle of the workday.
Yeah.
That's maybe my happiest memory of social.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Aw. Mine was probably the first time you invited me to join. And then I like kept holding my breath because I was really nervous and was scared I was going to breathe too loud into the microphone, which
so
now seems silly.
Super breathy. You're like, yeah. Hey, guys.
I guess that's probably like a year ago now, if not longer.
Has
I
it been
longer?
It's got to be, yeah.
When did you start?
I started November 2015.
Okay.
It was a few months after.
I think we pulled you into this thing pretty early on.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were always happy to have you.
Well, thank you. Thanks
hopefully
for having me.
It's not the last. At some point, we'll have a different iteration.
That is very possible.
We'll do something. Yeah. For sure.
There's something down the line.
Hey, thanks you guys for doing all the work pretty much for this whole thing. This whole time, and just tolerating my, you know, presence, uselessness.
Of course, it wouldn't have been the same without you.
Thanks for letting me re-record my introduction like 3 times every episode, too.
Only 3 times? You are new to radio.
Thanks for letting me be a part of this. It's been fun. So thanks, guys.
Okay,
bye. Shout out to pour one out in the Monongahela for us.
Yeah.
This is where I wake up and it. Like in bed with Bob Newhart or something.
Yeah. Or like in jail, like Seinfeld.
There you go. That's the one. Okay. And scene.
All right. Okay. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh's NPR news station.
This is 90.5 FM.
WESA Pittsburgh.
Streaming at WESA.FM.